You're listening to episode 57. Welcome to Behind the Brand, a podcast dedicated to strategically building your online business. Here we go behind the scenes and share stories and strategies that can help you build your own dream business that supports your own dream life. I'm your host, Kelsey Kerslake, and I'm the CEO of Pinegate Road, a branding and web design agency for online businesses and influencers. We create online presences that aren't just pretty, they're powerful. To learn more about working with Pinegate Road, head to pinegateroad.com and schedule a free consult call. Now on to the show. Hello, hello. Okay, you guys, I have a really, I don't even know if this is like an exciting episode, but it's probably going to be one of the most candid episodes I've ever done because I'm just kind of flying by the seat of my pants here. So, okay, I don't even like know how to begin with this. Anyway, if you've been listening for even probably this season, you probably know a little bit about my journey with infertility, with my husband and I's journey with infertility, and how we were going through IVF over the past, probably in the summer. And I think that in past episodes, I've always talked about how, like, since the wedding, we were trying to get pregnant, and that was the reason I left my corporate job, and that's the reason why I started taking Pinegate Road full-time, et cetera, et cetera. So my big announcement, and I think I've been sharing, like, really randomly with people, but have not made an official announcement, and I don't even know what's up with me, but I am pregnant. So there you go. There you have it. It is official. So if you are wanting any of these details, I might be sharing a little bit more on Instagram. I am probably, by the time you're listening to this, I am 12 weeks along. So I'm officially past that, like, a little of the scary part where you're like, is this going to work out? Is it not? And I feel like with all of the upsets that Todd and I, and honestly, mostly I have had over the past 2 years of, not even 2 years, like year and a half of going through the whole infertility thing, we are just, I don't know, I'm just so shooken up by what has happened and how easily this whole situation has gone. So if you are somebody who is an entrepreneur or not and going through IVF, going through any kind of infertility, anything, and want any kind of support or advice, or even if you are pregnant, whatever, if you ever want any support or advice, please reach out on Instagram. I would love to chat with you about this all, especially if you have had endometriosis and you are going through infertility, because I know firsthand how much that can be a thing. So anyway, rambling again here, that is what is going on in my life. So far, I have mostly been just extremely exhausted, and I have thankfully not had any kind of morning sickness or anything like that. I know so many people who get crazy morning sickness and they can barely like make it out of bed, and they go to their full-time jobs or run their entire businesses and they're just freaking rock stars. And I have thankfully not had to deal with that. As much as I like have had to take naps at 3 p.m. most of my days, I've actually been pretty scot-free throughout this entire journey. So I'm pretty thankful for that. So besides making that announcement, I did want to talk about how I've been planning to go on maternity leave, how I've kind of been formatting my business in order to make that happen really smoothly, because it's been on my mind for probably 2 to 3 years. I've always wanted to be able to be working for myself whenever I had children. So I mean, that was really the whole thing. When I got diagnosed with endometriosis, I realized that I was missing so much of my work. And I mean, you can go back and listen to that, like, I quit my job podcast episode, which is probably number one. But it really was because I knew that I wanted to have a family. And with my endometriosis, I had to quit my job so that I could start my business. And I mean, I'd been running Pinegate Road, but I could start it in a real way where I was working at it full time. And so I could, you know, raise kids, be at home, and run my business all at the same time. That was my master plan. What was also my master plan back then was really just, I never thought that I wanted to grow the studio larger than myself. So back then it was like, okay, like I'm going to have this, I'll be able to save up, go on maternity leave, I'll work a few hours here and there if I feel like it, and we'll just see where Pinegate Road is. I'll at least be able to bring in some income. So and also be able to stay home with the kids. So as this past year is gone, I know if you've been following along, you've seen that transition that Pine Gate's been making from just a one-person studio to a creative agency. And now my big goals are really to have the agency be running on its own by the time maternity leave is happening. And that is another reason why I took such a long break from the podcast, because I needed to set that foundation. I needed to get everything set and I needed to focus on that one thing so that this could happen in the future. So I'm so excited. Like, things have been running so smoothly. We've been creating a lot of new offerings for people that can technically run without me. And we are doing some proprietary strategy for social media, for our processes. And it's just an exciting time to really be in this space where I'll be able to hand things off and Pine Gate will still run in the same way. And that is just so exciting to me. So we're still working through, you know, just like the ups and downs of like hiring the new people, making sure our processes are really smooth by the time that happens. And yeah, I'm just really pumped about it. So with that being said, my maternity leave, I'm thinking about taking 4 months. So I'm just gonna like kind of candidly again talk through this all with you. I'm gonna be taking 4 months. My due date is April 22nd. So I'm thinking of taking April 1st through August 31st off. So I guess that would be all of April, May, June, July. No, I'll come back August 1st. So I wanna take like 1 month before-ish just to be able to like, if the baby is early, I'll be able to take a few, you know, like I'll just be prepped and ready and I won't have to be working like right after the baby's born to like make sure team and everybody's okay. So I'll have that month, and if the baby is on time or late, I'll have that month to just like prep, probably puree a bunch of organic baby food because that is who I am. I don't know. I just think that'll be a really fun time to be able to have to prep for this big new change that's happening in my life. Then I'll go on maternity leave and I'll have those 3 months where I'm not saying I'm not going to work, but I have no idea how I'm going to feel after I have this baby. I don't know if I'm going to want to go back to work after 2 weeks. I don't know if I'm going to just want to run Pine Gate Road like not having me really in it at all in the future. I just have no idea how I'm going to feel. So the way that I've set things up is that it's open and it's like, it is a total possibility for me to make my mind up about what is going on as maternity leave is happening and as this new member of our family comes into our lives, which I'm really excited about because these were plans that 3 years ago I never even had. And I knew that there was this inkling of, I want to take a maternity leave and I don't want to be working full time while that happens. And I want things to be on my own terms, but it's actually my reality now. And I think that thinking through that and prepping that for so long is kind of what got me here. And I had that vision of like what it generally wanted it to feel like and leaving it open for however I felt during the maternity leave, because I don't even know now. I have no idea. I'm still getting used to the idea that there's a human growing inside of me. So there's that entire thing. Okay, so another thing that I wanted to bring up here is, this is like a little personal, but I know you guys don't care if I talk too personally here. I was really afraid of publicly sharing the fact that I was pregnant being a business owner, because I had a couple instances this summer when I was going through IVF where, because I'm so open about talking about this all and I was just like, I'm going through IVF and I'm taking these shots and blah, blah, blah. Some people were, I was actually getting like some comments from people who were like, oh, like, are you going to be okay to like, can I hire you? Like, are you gonna, like, IVF is a hard situation and being pregnant is a hard situation. And I don't know if you're gonna be able to like do the work and do the projects. And I was like, what? So I never even thought about that being a possibility until it happened. And I think that there was some of that anxiousness from those conversations. And I mean, everything was fine, but it was just some of those like tidbits kind of held me back, and it made me feel like I shouldn't be sharing this. And so for a while, when I found out I was pregnant, I didn't want to share it with people because I didn't want people to think any less of me as a business owner who was pregnant, or feel like I couldn't take on the work that we were doing or take on more work because I would be overwhelmed. And honestly, the way that we're building PineGate, it doesn't matter how I feel, because our systems, our people, our strategies, the way we're running things doesn't rely on me anymore. It, like, I do my part that I love, but things are so separate from the work I'm physically providing that PineGate's sound. And we have so many amazing plans, like, to make sure things are going to keep going in this way, and processes and systems. And it's just, I mean, I shouldn't have been afraid, honestly. And so I had a little mastermind talk with some of my agency ladies this week, and they were like, you need to share all of this, because that is pretty ridiculous, one, that people were saying that kind of stuff. But I do think that that is something that maybe a lot of people have a fear over, or maybe that people have, like, they've gone through terrible pregnancy situations, and maybe they've been in a position where, like, their pregnancy was terrible, or somebody that they've worked with kind of, like, let their business go because of that situation. And I had to realize that that was something that isn't a part of my experience, and it's something that I've been planning for and prepping for and have complete control over. Not like I have control over this entire situation, but at least as far as providing the support that we're giving people and giving clients at PineGate, we have control over that. And if I died tomorrow, projects would still be done. We have people to step up and take over and make sure that things are happening to the same standards that would be happening if, you know, like I'm in doing the projects now. So that was just one little thing that I had to mention, because, man, that was just a weird thing. I don't know why I was holding back from sharing this with you guys. And if you're pregnant and if you're holding back and you feel like people are judging you, I think that's kind of a thing for you to take a step back and be like, do I have the systems in place? Do I have the processes in place? Do I feel secure about where my business is and how people are being supported, whether or not I'm able to show up and, you know, come to the calls or do the work? And if you're not, then maybe that's like an opportunity for you to start thinking about what you can put in place in order to be there for your clients if you have to step out. So that is just my two little cents there. And yeah, if you have any questions, if you're wondering what we're up to, chat with me on Instagram. I'm at PineGate Road, and I'll be happy to just share what we're up to here. So as far as our new offerings, I did want to bring that up a little bit. Some of the things that we've been like experimenting with clients so far is a really crazy Pinterest strategy, which has been having amazing results for the clients we've been working with. So that is really taking the branding and the websites and all of that foundation work that we're doing at PineGate and then driving the traffic and upping the marketing. And we're actually doing the strategy behind the pieces and parts that need to continually run after you've done branding and after you have your converting website. So I'm really excited to be able to be in this place where we can start to offer some of these services to our clients and to others who might have established brands. They might have websites that are really working and converting for them, but they need somebody to continually be on the design and strategy of their social media, on Instagram, on Facebook, on Pinterest. They need somebody to manage their podcast. So if you have been thinking about doing a podcast, because we've been doing this here at PineGate Road, we have all of the people, all of the systems in place to actually be able to support other people in getting their podcasts out. And I know that there are so many people who are writing books or trying to get their name out there, are trying to become experts in their industry, and they want to start a podcast, but they feel like it's a big undertaking and like they don't know, one, where to start, or they just feel like it's a lot of work to get going and they feel like they have to hire all of these people to make this happen. Well, we have everybody in one place. We'll completely take care of you and strategize with you. We will set up all of your appointments, put up all of your graphics, all of your posts, do the editing for your podcast, all of that stuff. So that is like one of the new offerings I'm super stoked about. So if you literally want to strategize with me over the format of your show and like what kind of episodes you can bring to life and then show up for the show recording and that's it, then this might be something for you. So again, reach out on Instagram or set up an introduction call for any of these services if there's something that you're wanting for your brand or business, and we can chat and see if it's a good fit for you. So, okay. Eaton is here. She has a ball. She's wanting me to play with her. So I'm going to get going, but thank you so much for listening with this different kind of episode today. And it feels really good to get this off my chest, and not like get it off my chest, but it just feels good to share it openly and be and feel like I'm in a good place and just know that I am, and to be openly pregnant and running a very awesome business. So thank you again. Hope you guys have a wonderful day, and I will catch you next week with another episode. Bye, guys. Today's episode is sponsored by Evolution Live, a three-day event for creative business owners hosted by success strategist Aaron Morgan. I have Aaron here today to chat through how this event can help transform your business. Hey, Aaron, how are you?
Hey, Kelsey, I'm great.
I'm so excited to have you here to share about this amazing live event happening. When is it happening?
It's happening October 18th through the 21st of 2018. Yeah.
So this is Evolution Live. It is a three-day event. And who is this for?
It is for committed, passionate female entrepreneurs, creative service providers who really want to transform their business.
Awesome. So tell me some of the things that are going to be happening at Evolution Live.
Amazing speakers, including myself, who are committed to sharing really high value trainings with you that you can personalize to your business. And then the next thing is an action plan, right? So not only are you going to learn a lot of information, but you're actually going to have a way to implement it in your business as soon as you get home.
Awesome. And I'm so excited, first of all, to be there, but secondly, to connect with so many people in person, because I know for me, that is a huge business builder as far as making new connections, meeting new people. And it just, that energy just happens to grow my business along the way. So I am pumped to be in the room with so many like-minded women and just have that in-person energy. And super
excited. Me too. I really wanted to gather women, because this online world can be really lonely, right? We don't have those in-person connections. So I really wanted to gather all the amazing women I know and many more who I haven't met yet to a room where we can learn and be together and be supported. How a bunch of fun.
I know. I'm so excited. Okay. So if people want to come to this event, where can they go?
They can go to my website. It's Aaryn Morgan, E-R-Y-N, Morgan.com/evolution. And then a little dash, and then the word live. So aaryynmorgan.com/evolution-live. And I'm sure that we'll be able to put that link somewhere that's easy to follow, but that's the link to get your ticket.
Absolutely. I will have that on my site as well. So if you go to the podcast tab, we'll have it there. So thank you so much for sharing about this. And I will see you in October. And I hope you all are there. I want to give you real life hugs.
Yes. I can't wait to see everybody live.
Yay. Thank you so much to our sponsors for making this show possible. And thanks to you for taking the time to spend some time with me here today. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor or catching up on past episodes, head to pinegateroad.com/podcast to learn more. Sending lots of love, and remember, you've got this. See you next week.